Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a funky drummer style riser in Ableton Live 12 that feels like it belongs in an old school jungle or DNB arrangement. The goal here is not just to make a whoosh going up, we want something gritty, rhythmic, sample based, and musical, with a sub-sign tension layer, chop triangle character, and just enough texture to pull the listener into the drop without stepping on the drum groove. If you think about classic jungle, the transition is part of the storytelling. It's not decoration. It's the handshake between one break phrase and the next bass impact. So we're going to treat this riser like a drum part, not just an effects layer. First, decide your phrase length before you start building. For DNB, 2 bars is usually the sweet spot, and 4 bars is great if you want something more cinematic. A 1-bar riser can work for a quick fill, but for this style we usually want a little more room to breathe. Set your project around 170 to 174 BPM if you're aiming for that classic energy. Start by creating a dedicated group for your risers and transitions. Keep it separate from your drum bus and bass bus. That way you can process the transition on its own and keep the low end under control. Now let's build the subsign layer. Load operator on a MIDI track and set oscillator to a sine wave. Turn the other oscillators off for now. Keep the envelope tight and controlled. You want a quick attack, usually around 0 to 5 milliseconds, and a decay that gives the note some shape without making it too plinky. If you want it more like a pulsing rise, keep the sustain low. If you want it held longer, let the sustain breathe a bit more. Now write a simple MIDI note and automate the pitch upward. You can step it up 1 or 2 semitones per beat, or draw a smooth rise with a little acceleration near the end. A practical starting point is around G1 or A1 rising towards C2 or D2. Keep the sub centered and mono. That's really important. If the low end gets wide or messy here, the whole drop will lose impact later. To add a little weight, put saturator after operator. Keep it subtle, maybe 2 to 6 dB of drive, and turn soft clip on. This gives the sub a bit of harmonic edge so it reads better on smaller systems, while still feeling low and clean. Next, let's create the chopped vinyl character. This is where the funky drummer energy comes in. Load a break fragment or a small percussion loop into Simpler, or build it into a drum rack if you want more control. Set Simpler to slice by transients, and try either 1/16 or 1/8 slicing depending on how busy the sample is. The key here is not to overpolish it. Leave some rough edges. Nudge a few hits slightly late. Let 1 or 2 accents land a little early. That off-grid feel is part of the old-school vibe. If the chop rhythm doesn't swing against the break, it can feel pasted on instead of played. You can also add a little redux after the sample to roughen the top end. Keep it light. We're not trying to destroy the sound. Just give it that worn record texture. Think subtle downsampling. Maybe 10 to 25% wet. Just enough to make it feel like it came off vinyl. Now shape the chop layer with auto filter. Start with a low pass cutoff somewhere around 400 to 800 Hz, then automate it opening up toward the end of the phrase, maybe reaching 8 to 12 kHz. A little resonance can help the sweep feel more vocal and expressive, but don't overdo it. The idea is dusty to open, like a record beating lifted into the light. At this point, you want the sine layer and the chopped layer to rise together without masking each other. The sine gives you the low end tension. The chop gives you the movement and personality. So think about the phrase in sections. In the first bar, keep it sparse. In the second bar, add more chopped hits and let the filter open a little. By the final moments, the energy should be peaking, not already maxed out. You can automate clip parameters or track automation for things like filter cutoff, saturation drive, reverb send, and volume swell. Keep the curves smooth. DNB transitions often feel strongest when they move like a DJ pushing the record forward, not like a perfect, robotic ramp. Now add a texture layer. This can be vinyl hiss, atmosphere, or a noise source from operator or analog. High pass it so it stays out of the low end, usually somewhere around 200 to 400 Hz. Then automate the filter opening gradually so it adds air and lift as the build goes on. A short, filtered echo can add motion, and a small reverb can give it a smoky, warehouse feel. Just keep this layer soft. It should support the transition, not become the main event. In old-school jungle, texture matters because it helps the build feel sampled and imperfect, and that imperfection is part of the style. Now route your sine, chopped sample, and texture layers into a group and process them together. A simple chain could be EQ8, saturator, glue compressor, and maybe a utility or auto filter. Use EQ8 to remove any unnecessary rumble below 25 to 35 Hz. Keep the saturator gentle, maybe 1 to 4 dB of drive. On the glue compressor, aim for light reduction, around 1 to 2 dB. You just want it glued, not squashed. If the riser feels too wide, narrow it. That's a big one. In DNB, the low end should stay disciplined. You want the stereo excitement mostly in the top texture and the reverb tail, not in the sub. The drop will hit harder if the build stays focused. For extra old-school personality, add a reverse tail or stop fill right before the drop. You can freeze and resample a short part of the transition, reverse it, trim it so it lands exactly on the downbeat, and fade it cleanly into the drop. Or you can create a little pocket of silence right before impact. Then slam the full drums and bass back in. That negative space is powerful. Sometimes the strongest move is to pull energy away for just a beat before the drop lands. Once the riser feels right, resample it to audio. This is one of the best workflow moves in Ableton because it locks in the groove, makes editing easier, and gives the transition a more sample-like feel. After resampling, you can cut it into chunks, reverse pieces, duplicate it for later sections, and shape it like a real part of the arrangement instead of just a MIDI idea. A good arrangement might look like this. A groove section, then a tension build, then a tube or a riser, then a stop or a reverse tail, then the drop. For longer tracks, you can reuse the same riser idea later with a different filter point or a shorter ending, so the track keeps evolving. A few things to watch out for. Don't make the riser too loud. If the build is already huge, the drop loses weight. Don't let the sub smear into the bass line. Keep the low layer mono and clean. Don't overuse white noise sweeps. For jungle and old school DNB, chopped break texture and vinyl character usually sound more authentic. And don't over quantize the chops. A little timing variation goes a long way. If you want to push this into darker or heavier territory, try a subtle re-shadow under the sign. Duplicate the sub, detune it slightly, low pass it hard, and blend it in quietly. You can also automate a bit more distortion in the final third of the build for extra urgency. Another nice trick is to let the chopped layer answer a snare fill, so the transition feels like it's part of the drum conversation rather than floating above it. Here's a quick practice idea. Make three different 2-bar risers at 172 BPM. Version 1 is just the clean sine rise. Version 2 is the chop vinyl version with a little redux and auto filter. Version 3 combines both, plus a small noise layer and a reverse tail at the end. Then compare them against the same drum loop and bass line. Ask yourself which one feels most like jungle, which one hits hardest, and which one leaves the most space for the bass. The big takeaway is this. A great DNB riser should support the drum phrase, the bass tension, and the drop impact all at once. Build it from a sine sub, chopped vinyl rhythm and light texture. Keep the low end controlled. Make the motion rhythmic, not just noisy. And once it feels right, resample it so it becomes part of the arrangement. That's the formula. Dusty, rising, rhythmic, and ready to slam into the drop.